Don't bother checking Amazon for this book. Saddam Hussein, From Birth to Martyrdom, is the title. The author's name, inscribed in gold calligraphy on the cover, is Robert Fisk. It was published in Cairo. But Robert Fisk, a well-known correspondent for Britain's The Independent, never wrote the book, or in fact any biography of Saddam Hussein. But when he saw this volume, he decided to go to Cairo to try to meet the author of the book and the fraud. Robert Fisk joins us from his home in Ireland. Mr. Fisk, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
If you were to write a Saddam biography, it wouldn't be anything like the book you read, or at least half read.
Well, the book I read was boring, and it's very soft on Saddam's use of gas against Halabja. Mm-hmm. But I did decide I'd better find out if I could get the culprit. The best-known forger in Egypt is known as Magdi Shukri. Mm-hmm. So I went to the Ministry of Culture and eventually got into the censor's office. Every book that goes on sale in Egypt has to be passed by the censor. And a friend of mine said, if this guy wanted to sell his book, he'd have to put it through the censor. And sure enough, he had. Eventually, in this room, I came across a guy with a computer, and I said, Saddam Hussein, Birth to Martyrdom? And he said, by Robert Fisk. And I said, yes, that's the one. He said there was no name for the person who had cleared it through the censor, but there was an address for the man who had forged it. Number 13 Hassan Ramadan Street. So Detective Inspector Fisk jumped into his taxi. And I'd already told the taxi man the story, because if you want to move around Cairo with a taxi, the thing is to let the taxi man know why you're doing it, because then he becomes interested in the story. So we raced off to number 13 Hassan Ramadan Street, only to find it was an underground mosque. And behind it was this rickety, terrible tenement. And then this lady came out of the building next to the mosque. And I said, is there anyone here involved in publishing? And she said, no, not anymore, but there was that nice Magdi Shukri who left a year ago. But he now works around the corner in the Maqbooli bookshop.
And?
Well, I got the driver to reverse through all these donkey carts and people shouting and screaming that we're going the wrong way down the street. So I got to my bully bookshop, and blocking the doorway was a man in a yellow smoking jacket with black velvet lapels smoking a cigarette on a holder. And I said, good morning, good morning. You know, I'm looking for a book about Saddam Hussein. And my eyes moved around the shop, and I saw the cover of this forgery in the front window. Now, I suspect he's Magdi Shukri, but he says his name is Mahmoud. So I said, how many have you sold? And he says, we've sold 100 already in this shop alone. So I produced my card, and I said, well, this is me, and you forged it. I want 3,000 Egyptian pounds. And he said to me, but you can't, you didn't write it. At which point I said, well, I want the telephone number for Magdi Shukri. At which point he gives me two telephone numbers, one of which is for a woman who answers the phone, who won't say what her name is, and the other number, as I ring it, I see Mahmoud switching off his mobile phone. Anyway, I did get the bookshop owner, Mr. Mahmoud, to pose with me in front of my book, where he's smiling broadly at his profits, and I'm looking extremely angry. And it seemed to me that's the way to do the story, because if you go to Egypt to investigate a forgery, you simply cannot take it seriously. And if you become a big British Raj and wag your finger, you're an idiot.
Mr. Fisk, Mr. Shukri, whatever you call yourself, nice to
talk. No, I'm Mr. Robert, don't worry.
All right. Nice talking to you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Robert Fisk of The Independent, speaking with us from his home in Ireland. A collection of his Saturday columns is going to appear this spring, called The Age of the Warrior.